I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. On Monday, the day after the deadly shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, we spoke with Randy Figueroa here on the show. He was a regular at Pulse. He's also from Puerto Rico, a place that's really feeling the pain from Orlando. Of the 49 people who were killed last weekend, 23 of them were Puerto Rican. Here's what Randy told us about being gay in the U.S. territory.
Growing up in Puerto Rico as a young boy, it wasn't accepted being gay. It's not accepted in a lot of places.
So reaction on the island to the shooting is complicated. To hear more about that, we got in touch with Carmen Velez-Vega. She's an LGBT activist and a professor at the University of Puerto Rico.
Well, it's interesting because what we hear is a lot of people, of common people, of people like you and me, are reacting very sadly. There's a lot of sadness. There's a lot of anger as well because we know this was a targeted attack. We have lost a big piece of our heart with the death of all these people. And we know that it all comes down to make people here that are part of the LGBT community more scared than they ever have been, because this is for real. This is something that we have feared for a long time might happen. But, you know, until it happens, you know that this can, you know, it can be repeated. So that is something that is in our minds. It also has been an opportunity for people to talk, for families to talk about this. To say, hey, you know, I don't want anyone to kill my kids. I have to learn. I have to cope with this. And we've seen a lot of expression of parents saying, you know, my kid is LGBT and I love him more than anything, you know. And this is the first time these kids have heard this.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that conversation is also creating some tolerance among parents who may not have accepted that their kids were LGBT.
I do believe so. It also can turn out, you know, the other way. It could make people more furious. It could say, well, you know, you should pay attention to what I say. You should not mix with those people. You know, it could also bring that reaction. But what I have seen is that a lot of people are just saying, you know, hey, we have to deal with this. We have to protect our kids because this is a very family oriented society. You know, the mere idea that your kids are in danger. I mean, you can be angry at them and you can maybe slap them around, but you don't want anybody else to hurt them.
Also, does it feel for Puerto Ricans like this was a double hit, this attack in Orlando, because it was Latin night?
Yes. That was the first thing that people mentioned. Actually, I have many friends that usually go there to, when they go to Orlando, they go to Pulse. This is, you know, it's a place where they all go because they have Latin night and because they feel very welcome there. A lot of the people from Puerto Rico go there to, you know, to feel free, to be able to be themselves. But it coincided with a Pride March that we have in Boquerón in the southwestern part of the island. So a lot of the people that usually would have been there were not. And they were saying, you know, oh, my God, it could have been me, you know. So this is something that is for us, it's like our backyard. And we know you just have to look at the list of the victims. Every single name, most of them are in Spanish. You know, this is a direct hit not only to the LGBT community, but to the Latino LGBT community.
So you mentioned the names that are starting to be published. I mean, I've been hearing about the shame some Latino families in Orlando are feeling now that they've read their kids' names in the paper, that they were the victims of a shooting at a gay club. Is that happening also in Puerto Rico, that families who didn't know their kids were out are finding out this way?
Yeah. And that's the way we haven't seen, you know, bad reactions, but we don't know what's happening. One of the things that is interesting that usually fundamentalist Christian churches here will, when something like this happens with any other community, they would be very vocal and, you know, supporting people and saying, you know, what can we do to help and presenting their outrage at, but they have been either silent or they're just, you know, this is not something that it's something like that. You asked for it. That sort of comment. So that has also enraged a lot of people here.
Carmen, we heard from Randy Figueroa earlier, a Pulse Club regular, and he told us that the U.S. was a safe haven for the queer community compared with Puerto Rico. What would the LGBT community in Puerto Rico have to say to that now?
Well, I don't think there is a safe haven. Actually, I don't believe in a safe haven because of course, if you are in a certain social position, you will be able to protect yourself. But when you are someone that are part of the LGBT communities, it's most likely, especially if you're Latino, you're going to be poor. your economic access is going to be less. So you're going to be even more vulnerable than other people. And we're easy to spot because it's not only that we're gay, but we are Latinos. So there is something in us, there's an extra otherness in us that is also been a target of hate as well. In Puerto Rico, what I hear from my friends and for the young people that I know is that they're more scared than ever. But we know whoever feels safe, it's a false security, because hate crimes are happening all the time, not only in Puerto Rico, in the United States as well. Of course, there are spaces that perhaps are better than others. But at the same time, us gaining spaces of citizenship make people angry, make the people that hate us more angry. And that anger comes out in speeches, comes out at the pulpit. And all these minds, you know, these deranged minds, they get permission to execute whoever they think is the wrong one, or the person that is not the way that they're supposed to be. So I think it's these are dangerous times.
LGBT activist and a professor at the University of Puerto Rico, Carmen Velez-Vega, speaking with me from San Juan. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.